This is Adavin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Warm weather and rain are the perfect combination for parasites to grow and thrive in a pasture. This can make spring and summer a more challenging time for goat and sheep producers to control internal parasites in their herd. When treating sheep and goats for internal parasites, it is recommended to only treat animals that are showing signs of internal parasites to help slow down parasites building a resistance to dewormers. A common method of determining if small ruminants need to be dewormed is using the 5-point check in combination with FOMACHA scoring. FOMACHA scoring is a system that looks for signs of barber pole worms by looking at the color of the lower inner eyelid and grading this color on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being ideal, the eyelid color is red, and 5 being severe, the eyelid color is white. If the animal has a FOMACHA score of 4 or above, the eyelid color is light pink to white, it needs to be treated for barber pole worms. The 5-point check method includes evaluating these 5 areas. Checking the jaw for signs of bottle jaw, another symptom of barber pole worms, not to be confused for a milk goiter. Bottle jaw is the buildup of fluid right under the jaw. Small ruminants that have bottle jaw should always be dewormed. The back to determine the animal's body condition score. Goats and sheep that have a body condition score of 2 or less should be dewormed, especially if they have lost weight or the color of their eyelid is light pink or white. Body condition is a scoring system that evaluates the amount of fat cover over the back between the back of the rib cage and hips. Hair coat. If sheep are losing wool or goats have a coarse, dull hair coat, these can be signs of internal parasites inhibiting nutrient absorption. Tail. Check the tail to see if the animal has or has recently had diarrhea, as many parasites can cause diarrhea. Nose. A snotty nose can be a sign of nasal bots. Nasal bots are caused by a fly that lays eggs in the nasal passage. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension Report.